Now that we've finished the rules of Shvana and Shvanach, basically we finished the rules. So I just want to go through Kriya Shema. Keep the man a sitter. I just want to go through Kriya Shema. And we'll go just quickly for take a couple minutes just to go through the Shvaz and Shvanaz and the Shvanachs in Kriya Shema, and we'll be able to pronounce Kriya Shema more accurately. And we became the mitzvah more behuder. As we said, it's actually halacha and Shulchan Aruch. It's my first halacha and Shulchan.
God, this is being recorded. You gotta keep quiet.
Let them think somebody's listening. The considering that it is sip and Shulchan Aruch to try to get to read Kriya Shema with Shvanaz Shvanach correctly, and really in other things too. But it's a Shulchan Aruch talks about Kriya Shema, so let's go through it very quickly, and that'll just for one day we'll spend on that. Okay, so now the first word of Shema, we have the five rules. Remember, we have the five rules of Shvanach, Shvanach.
Wait, let me just quickly write the little piece. Okay,
we have the five rules of Shvanach, Shvanach. The first rule being the first letter, right? Because it's opening up a syllable. So the first word of Kriya Shema then is obviously a Shvanach, and it's read Shema Yisrael, not Shema, as most of us do. Yisrael is a Shvanach. Why? Because the Chirik does not have a Yud. As we said, the Tenua Gedoyla rule, that's the third rule, is after a, what you call a Chirik Malay, a Chirik with a Yud. And this, the word Yisrael has no Yud. It's a Chirik without a Yud after it. So therefore it said Yisrael. Okay. The Yud Kevavke, I recommend you do not pronounce the Shva. Okay, in the word V'ahavta, we'll talk about Chata Patach in the future, but leave it out for today. V'ahavta, actually, Kivoid, again, Kivoid is not written, is not supposed to be pronounced Kivoid, but rather Kivoid, with a bit of an S sound, because it's a Shvanach at the beginning of the word. Mal Chusai is a Shvanach, because the Mem is a Tenua Ketana, it doesn't appear in the Pesuch Echosim list, and therefore it's read Mal Chusai. Le'olam being a Shvanach. V'ahavta, obviously a Shvanach. First one is a Shvanach, because it opens a syllable. V'ahavta, and the Patach again, is a Tenua Ketana, therefore it's read V'ahavta. So far, I haven't really told you guys too many Chidushin. This is all pretty obvious. Now, the next one is really where the rules we learned come in handy. Is B'chol Levavcha. So, Lamed is obviously Shvanah. The Vase. What is the rule? What is the Shva on the Vase? Those are not using an article sitter. Anybody know? So, we look in the rules of according to the third rule of Tenua Gedoyla. So, a Kamat is a Tenua Gedoyla. Therefore, it is Levavcha. Right, leva vecha. That is the accurate way of reading it. Bechol, it's kedai to different to stop a little bit between the lamas. We'll talk about that another time. Bechol leva vecha. That's where it's read. And then the next one we mentioned the last year, the u, even though it looks like a u, it isn't really an u. It's really a u with a tenua ketana. Whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is, it's not a tenua gedoyla. We said an u at the beginning of a word. Were you here last year?
Oh, no.
You're giving it away, buddy. We know you were not here last year. And the u at the beginning of a word has a din of a tenua ketana. And therefore, every u in the beginning of a word is going to be a tenua ketana. The shva after it will be a shvanach. Therefore, it's read uvchal, and of course, naf. Shecha. Second rule, we have two shvaz, two consistent shvaz. The first will be a shvanach, naf, and the second will be shecha, which is basically impossible to pronounce, and not differently, basically impossible. But just for the rules, that's the reason. And again, uvchal, me'oidecha is a shvanach. Now, in the word ve'hayu shvanach, ha, the hadvarim is a shvanach, shvanach. Fourth rule is, Dalit stands for Dagish. When you have a Dagish in a letter, it's a Shvanah, and therefore it's pronounced because it's a Dagish in the Dalit. Right? Everybody got that? Pretty simple. Now the good Mitzavacha, same thing. Mitzavacha is a Dagish in the Vav, and therefore it's a Asher Anochi Mitzavacha. Hayoim, and not Mitzavacha as most of us read. Okay, V'dibarta is a Shvanach, for the same reason, like we said, a Patach is a Tenua Ketana, it's read V'dibarta, not V'dibarta. B'shivtach, of course, has two consistent Shvas, so the first is B'shiv, Shvanach, the second will be Techa, because it's impossible anyway, but that's the two rules, the second of two consistent Shvas will be a Shvanach. Uvlech Techa, like we said, again, the same thing, the U is a Tenua Ketana, it has a din of a Tenua Ketana, therefore in Uvlech Techa. This is pretty much basically now from here on in, basically going to be just going through the same rules that we said. All the words are just going to repeat themselves, basically. So it's I think we've covered all the bases here. Uv shachbacha. Interestingly enough, the word uv shachbacha is not so simple. Some sidurim might have the word uv, the vase on the uv there, that one word, as a shvana for a technical reason. We once mentioned something called the mesek, and there is a mesek on the word. Therefore, some people who didn't read my sefer think that it's read u veshach becha, but it's actually a machlokes, could be a machlokes rishonim for sure nachronim, and in my opinion, would be better to read it as a shvana. That's why I said all the u's after the shvana. Somebody who has a siddur that says u veshach becha has what they say amalis marchi, have to rely on. But that's a machlokes. Okay, there's later on we'll have the rest of them are basically this continuing. Oh, there's two words I won't discuss, and then we'll stop. There's one word, v'siroishecha. I believe somewhere in Krishma the word v'siroishecha appears, and there the oy sound is a choylam, as we see choysam, and that doesn't matter if it has a vav or doesn't have a vav. A choylam, as you'll see on the list, it is always at the two gedolah. So it's v'siroishecha. As it's late, and then the last word I won't sit. So we're over 5 minute time here, just very quickly. All right, we'll continue this another time. Thank you.